With a week to go until the primary election, the race for an open state Senate seat in western Massachusetts is heating up with some infighting among the Democratic candidates. Rinaldo Delgado, Andrea Harrington, and Adam Hines are all vying for the seat held by retiring Democratic State Senator Ben Downing. Ahead of September 8th's primary, the race has gone into overdrive. Following the release of campaign financing reports, Harrington is calling on Hines to return donations from people connected to energy companies and political action committees.
And the next progressive issue for me is getting money out of politics, because the money is what affects our legislators. It's not good for making a public policy. I've been very deliberate in who I accept money from. And when I look at the lobbyists, energy lobbyists that have given money to Adam Hines' campaign, it just really calls into question, how can he claim to be independent?
Harrington highlighted donations from people associated with Berkshire Gas, ExxonMobil, and New England Power Generators. She pointed out a pledge she and Hines took to not take money from major fossil fuel companies.
I don't know how the voters are supposed to know where Mr. Hines stands on the issues or what kind of state senator he's going to be when he's, you know, already violating the pledge that he says that he took.
Hines says the $50 and $100 donations from people connected to Berkshire Gas and New England Power Generators came from paid meet-and-greet events. Hines says the ExxonMobil donation is from a former classmate.
This past Monday, August 29th, I proudly took the pledge not to accept money from big fossil fuel companies. I reviewed the donor list and saw this potential conflict and returned my friend's check immediately, or the money. And so the trouble with this report is that the reporting period ends on August 21st.
According to the campaign finance reports, Hines raised nearly $75,000 and has spent about $55,000. Harrington raised nearly $21,000, spending more than $15,000. Political action committees have donated to both Hines and Harrington. A number of area leaders, including Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer, Berkshire Community College President Ellen Kennedy, and former Massachusetts Congressman John Olver, have donated to Hines' campaign. Hines calls Harrington's attack ridiculous, saying he's never taken that route.
It's a sign of desperation. We're in the last week, and Andrea Harrington is now using negative campaign tactics.
Meanwhile, Delgado's campaign has reported a $500 balance with no expenditures. Delgado says he is greatly concerned about that and continues to point out that Hines, a Buckland native, only recently returned to the Berkshires, working in both Pittsfield and North Adams.
We're up against a big political machine, a guy that's been here for 2 years, but just happens to be politically connected, buying name recognition with campaign donations, with access that people like me just simply do not have.
Furthermore, Delgado continues to blast his opponents, saying they are weak on progressive environmental issues. He's in favor of windmills in the Berkshires, but Hines and Harrington say they are not.
You need to be serious about global warming. They're not serious. Instead, they're pandering to people that don't want to look up at a windmill. That's not leadership.
Hines is also defending his stance on raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour against Delgado's claims of flip-flopping during debates and public events.
I've been very clear that I support it. I have said it's true that there could be some exceptions for farmers, teenage trainees. And I think that going about this incrementally, as we currently are in the Commonwealth, right now it's a $10 minimum wage. Next year it'll be an $11 minimum wage. That's just practical policy.
Delgado and Harrington have expressed support for a $15 minimum wage. The winner of September 8th's primary will face Republican Christine Canning in November's general election. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.